Well, hello everybody. It's day three. It's day 11 of November podcasting month. I'm Adam. And so I've made it to day 11. I wanted to go ahead and read a couple of emails that I got from you guys. I appreciate the emails. And so the first one I'm going to read is from Gary. So let me pull that one up. And he says, Adam, I was trying to figure out why I have liked your podcast for all this time. To begin with, you're sexy, you try to be honest, and are not afraid to share your thoughts. You do want approval from everyone. I just like your view on life. I like that you talk about everyday things and what's going on in your life. I just like when gay guys talk about who they are and what they want, what they do every day. You seem very genuine and very real. Now that I have found your podcast and also your videos, I really can't wait to see what you come up with next. Thanks for doing your video shirtless, and I really can't wait to see... Oh, sorry. Gosh, I cannot talk tonight. I'm trying to put together this video. I can't breathe. I don't know why I can't breathe. I guess I have eaten too recently. Anyway, he says, I really can't wait to see what you come up with next, and I liked it when you bared it all on the Big Gay Sex Show. Your loyal listener and now friend since Pride 48, Gary. Well, thank you, Gary. I appreciate that. And I'm sorry that I'm breathless. I guess your email just makes me breathless. The next one is from Mark in Canada. And he says, Hi, Adam. I downloaded the first 9 episodes of your Geeky Gay podcast yesterday and really enjoyed it. You said you were looking for some show topic ideas. Here are some that I thought of. So he says, adjusting from being in a long-term relationship to being single, regional accents. Can you hear your accent when you're speaking or just when you listen to your shows? I don't think I have an accent until I hear my episodes. He says that about his own episodes. Your date with an Asian guy. Those of us who appreciate the Asian guys would like to know how it went and what you like about Asian guys. Tips for weight loss and advantages and disadvantages of dating younger guys. So... Well, first of all, thank you for the emails, guys. I appreciate it. I wanted to just pick one of those every day. And maybe, you know, maybe not in a row because I have 20 days left or something like that. But I wanted to pick just one of those for today and talk about it. And then, you know, we can do another topic in a couple of days or whatever. And if you guys have any ideas for topics, please email them in because I don't know if I'll run out of things to say because I'm a pretty talkative person, but, you know, I want to know that I'm talking about stuff that you're interested in. So anything that you can email in that you want to know about me, let me know and I'll do my best. The one that I wanted to talk about today, actually, that I'm really interested in is the topic of weight loss. And this is always, for those of you who've listened to my podcast or who know me or who, you know, have had any kind of interaction with me at all, you know that I'm always constantly obsessed with my weight. And most people think that I'm skinny or that at the very most I'm average size. You know, no one has ever really accused me of being fat, but I have had to, I have a kind of an obsessive personality. And the way it works, I was talking to someone about this the other day. And if I, the only way that I cannot obsess about something is to completely not worry about it at all. And then I go the opposite direction. So if I'm not worrying about my weight, then I'm eating totally fattening things. I'm laying on the couch. I'm not getting any exercise. And I slowly start to gain weight. The only way that I can keep myself on a routine is to almost become obsessive with it. I'm not saying that's what you should do. I'm just saying that's about me. So anybody who knows me knows I'm talking about weight all the time. So I guess I wanted to give you guys a few tips because I am fairly successful when I give it a try. The first thing I'm going to say, and this helps me the most out of anything, is you need to come up with some kind of event or something that you're aiming for to lose the weight. So that might be, I have a pair of jeans that I used to fit in when I was 18 and when I was 25, depending on how old you are, you know, and I have a pair of jeans that I don't fit in anymore. and I would really like to fit in those. So you set yourself a target and then say, I'm going to take pictures of myself in these jeans on such and such date, or I'm going to wear them out to the club or something like that. Or, you know, maybe you have an event. When I was going to Pride 48, I set myself a goal that I wanted to be a certain weight by Pride 48 weekend. So that helped me kind of stick to my guns and keep going, because I knew I had something that I was working for, and I knew that there were going to be people seeing me. So another thing, you know, if you want your body to look a certain way, actually plan to have like naked or bathing suit or some kind of photos taken, even by a professional photographer at some point, and set a date for that and give yourself a goal that, okay, by such and such date, I'm going to look this way. Or this may sound stupid, but, you know, say you're going to webcam with someone or anything. I know that's really sexual. Sorry, I'm a sexual person. What can I say? But some kind of goal. So that's my first one, is set yourself, give yourself something that you're striving for, and not just a particular weight, but an event or something that where you're going to be showing off this figure that you're striving for. The second thing I would say, as far as eating, the way that I lose weight is counting calories, and I don't starve myself. But I go to a site called CalorieCount.com, and there are tools there where you can figure out your BMI based on your age and your weight and your height and all of that. You can figure out how many calories you burn at rest during the day. So once you figure that resting amount of calories that you burn, you go in and you can actually tell it, okay, I want to lose this much weight by this date, and this is how much I weigh, this is how tall I am, this is my age, this is how active I am. And it will tell you how many calories you need to eat a day in order to maintain that. And I know to some people that's kind of can be grueling, but after you count calories for a while, you start to get an idea. But what you have to do, though, is be as accurate as you possibly can. So once you go to CalorieCount.com and you figure out your amount of calories that you need, you can't just guess every day. You have to really keep track of it. Keep a journal, put it in your iPad, put it in your iPhone. The other thing I would suggest as far as eating is get a food scale. I've had a food scale for years, and this is invaluable to me. What I do is I will portion food out, like on Sundays, like even chips. I'll put them in Ziploc bags in 1 ounce servings, so that I know exactly how many calories is in each one of those servings. So that if I need a snack and I'm going to run for the chips, I'm not going to grab the whole bag. I'm going to get, you know, one little Ziploc bag full, and, you know, I'm going to know. So really, you want to keep up with your calories. And, you know, I mean, lots of people will tell you different ways that, you know, they think that you need to do that. But I'm going to say that of all the research I've done over the years, the best way that I've seen is calories in, calories out sort of thing. So you want to make sure that you're burning more calories than you're taking in. Another tip as far as calories are concerned, and by the way, I, for my age and my weight, to lose weight, I aim for 1,500 calories a day. And a man should not go less than 1,500 calories a day. A woman should not go lower than about 1,000 to 1,200 a day. So you set yourself a goal, you watch, you figure out how many calories you need to take in. You reduce that, so, you know, no lower than 1,500 if you're a guy, or 1,000 to 1,200 if you're a girl. Make sure you're weighing your food, or you're actually portioning your food out, and you're looking at those calories on the back of the bags. A food scale is invaluable here, and you can do all your portioning on the weekend. Working out. So cardio is the most important for losing weight short term. Weights could cause you to gain weight, but will get rid of fat. People will tell you this. If you gain muscle, then you are going to burn, your metabolism is going to be higher. So the more muscular you are, the more calories you can take in and burn. My last tip is, Well, the last two tips, actually. Don't completely deprive yourself. Now, I'm not a health freak, so most of my dieting just has to do with calories, which is not necessarily great for me, I'm going to admit. So you may want to eat healthier than I do. But what I would say is try to stay within your calories, but still allow yourself to eat some of the foods that you like. If you like a cheeseburger from Wendy's or wherever, just include those calories in your daily count and eat a little bit less in your other meals. At least do this a few times a week because you don't want to feel like you're depriving yourself. But the main thing is to keep that calorie count down to whatever your level is. Don't go too low because one thing that'll happen if you go below the, let's say 1500 if you're a guy, is that your body will think it's starving and it will actually lower your metabolism. So that could keep you from losing weight. So you don't want to do that. Also, it's just harder to maintain. You just don't want to starve yourself. The last thing that I would say is, if I do, first of all, allow yourself cheat days. That's okay. Just don't make it a habit. But the last thing I would say is, if you're not having a cheat day, but you go a little bit over, one thing that I do is I will just increase my cardio a little bit for that day to make up for some of the extra calories. So I hope some of those tips helped you guys out. If you have some more questions on that, I know I'm doing short shows, so I had to squeeze those tips in. I have a whole lot more tips that I could give you because literally I've been dieting for my whole life. But I'm not a trained fitness professional. I just am someone who diets. So please give me a call. Please contact me, guys. AdamBurns.uk @gmail.com. Subscribe to my videos on YouTube because I really want people to watch my videos. Go to Google Plus. I can't talk tonight. Damn it. Go to Google Plus and look for Adam Burns or Geeky Gay. And follow me there as well. I will talk to you guys tomorrow if I can talk.